A new Illinois law requires public universities to provide access to contraceptives and medication abortions starting this school year. The legislation was prompted by student activists from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. To learn more about what this means for the campus, I'm joined by Awais Vade, the Executive Director of the U of I's McKinley Student Health Center. Thanks for speaking with me, Awais.
Thank you for having me.
Now that Illinois law requires abortion access, how is the health center reconciling with that?
First of all, I do want to give kudos to the student activists that have been working on this for more than a year. I know it's not easy to get a legislation passed at the state level, and the work they've done is wonderful. The law allows us to have a contractual agreement with a provider in the community to be able to provide the medication abortion services. If a student comes to us with medication abortion requirements, we will do the intake in-house, and then we'll do what is called a warm handoff. An appointment will be made at Planned Parenthood on a priority basis, and then they will be able to be seen either in person or telehealth through the Planned Parenthood in Champaign. One of the requirements of the law is also for the health center pharmacy to be able to dispense the medication abortion pill. We understand that not every single student will come to McKinley for the service. They may have a prescription from a provider that is outside of town. We are also working on making our pharmacy certified to be able to dispense medication abortion to a student who has a prescription from outside, for example, Planned Parenthood, and they have a provider somewhere else.
And I know last time we spoke, you also previously mentioned an issue of insurance, as McKinley does not bill for insurance and abortion pills would be an out-of-pocket expense. How has that changed?
So two things over there. Once a student is passed on to Planned Parenthood, Planned Parenthood does bill for insurance. One good thing for our students on campus is that every single student on campus is required to have insurance. Planned Parenthood is able to run that insurance, and there should be no out-of-pocket cost to any student for either the service or for the prescription.
Will you be involving student voices in the rollout and evaluation of this new offering? And if so, what is that going to look like?
I mean, absolutely. You know, we talked to the students after the referendum had passed, and we have been in communication with them throughout. We also work with the Illinois Student Council, and they also bring up different issues and concerns with us. So our assessment basically is going to be to ensure that every single student that requires or is in need of medication abortion gets it easily, accessible, as well as not putting a financial burden on them. I believe that the process we have established in place for this campus is going to cover the needs of our students at no additional cost to them, because it will be covered by insurance.
And what is the timeline looking like for this? When can students expect to come to McKinley and be able to get these services right away?
So as you know, some of the timelines are not in our hands. You know, to be a certified pharmacy has to get approval from the state and federal regulatory authorities. We have already started the process. It may be a few weeks, it may be a few months, depending on how fast we are certified to be able to do that.
Well, thank you so much for being here with me.
Thank you very much for having me.